Earlier this week, political analyst Charlie Cook told members of the U.S. Grains Council that some of the most polarizing presidential candidates currently in the race have a slim chance to end up on the November ballot. Cook, who is the publisher of the Cook Political Report, says he doesn't think Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has the appeal to National Democrats to carry him to the nomination.
Once you get outside of Iowa, caucus states, New England, the New England region, there simply are not enough soy latte drinking, Birkenstock wearing, Volvo and Subaru driving Democrats to nominate Bernie Sanders.
Cook says that if former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in fact indicted for use of a personal email account during her time in the cabinet, he thinks Vice President Joe Biden would enter the race. On the Republican side, Cook doesn't see businessman Donald Trump receiving the Republican nomination. He says national polls currently have him at about 35%, and the 65% that don't support him aren't doing so because they aren't aware of him.
I don't believe that Donald Trump is going to be the Republican nominee. I think he's going all the way to the Cleveland Convention, but I really don't think that he's going to be able to take that 35% and move it to 50 plus 1% of the delegates. I don't think that's going to happen.
Cook thinks the Republican ticket with the best chance for success might come from some combination of Ohio Governor John Kasich and Florida Senator Marco Rubio.
You ask me what's the strongest ticket Republicans could come up with, I think it would probably be Kasich-Rubio, Rubio-Kasich, something like that. I think it would be extremely difficult for Hillary Clinton to beat that ticket. And quite frankly, I think Biden might have a tough time with that ticket. Now, other variations might be, almost as good, competitive, whatever. If it's a Hillary Cruz election, I don't know who wins that. I think it would be very close.
Like other candidates, Rubio and Kasich haven't taken many hard stances on ag policy issues, but both have received support from prominent players in agriculture in this and other campaigns. Inevitably, Cook says this race will come down to the usual swing states.
I think this election is going to come down to basically the same 8 states as last time. Florida, North Carolina, Virginia, New Hampshire, Ohio, Iowa, Colorado, Nevada.
South Carolina voters will cast their ballots in the state's primary on Saturday. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.